I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The ensemble Ex Umbris presents Melancholy Down in the Dumps in Elizabethan England. It's part of the Indianapolis Early Music Festival, Saturday, June 27th. Our guest is one of the members of Ex Umbris, Paul Shipper. Paul's a singer, an instrumentalist, an actor, a director. Thanks very, very much for joining us.
My pleasure, George. Thanks for having me.
Paul, you're no stranger to theatrical aspects. You've directed, you've appeared as an onstage performer in a variety of things. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that we're going to be seeing as the five of you work.
Well, one thing about the title, Melancholy, you may lead one to believe at first glance that it's going to be a concert of sad and sorry music, but in fact, there's very little of that. We explore melancholy, its causes and its effects, but of course, we also explore the remedy. So a lot of that is a tremendous amount of fun. Each of the sets in the middle begins with a dump. A dump was basically a two-chord piece that one improvised over or perhaps read some concerted notes that were provided by a composer. And that's the obvious play on words, a dump or down in the dumps. And these sets, sometimes they're sad, but more likely they're about drinking or tobacco or an hilarious discourse between the body and the soul, etc.
Etc. Indeed. Now, this particular ensemble uses a variety of things. You're not just a straight, okay, now we're going to sit down and open up the song folios and play for you group.
That's correct. We, especially in this program, we have a little more of a theatrical bent. For one thing, we don't use any music or any music stand, so the one thing you won't see is five people sitting around together on chairs with music stands in front of them. And in fact, most of us stand through most of the concert. We move around a bit. We have some props to help explicate what we're singing about.
What instruments will you be playing in this particular piece?
We all sing and we all play, which is a great thing. We'll be playing lutes and recorders and violas da gamba, a variety of other wind instruments, mainly provided by Tom Zajac, who's playing pipe and tabor and bagpipe and flute. Also, Karen Hansen is playing the Renaissance violin, and I'm playing the cittern, which is a wire-strung instrument from the 16th century.
Are there particular combinations that that you yourself find particularly attractive?
I really like all of them. They all have their purposes, and it's nice to keep it mixed up so you get a tremendous variety of textures and tones throughout the concert.
Paul, you're in a variety of groups, and each one of them seems to have a special signature and a special approach. Could you describe why you put together Ex Umbris, what you had in mind with this particular group?
Well, when we first formed, I guess about 15 or 16 years ago, we had all played together under the imprimatur of various directors and various groups, and we found that we had something in common, our love of improvisation, and particularly our respect for the written and unwritten traditions of Renaissance music making, as well as to actual polyphonic written music, in which case we do actually play the notes that are written.
We've been talking with Paul Shipper from Ex Umbris. Their program, Melancholy, Down in the Dumps in Elizabethan England, takes place Saturday, June 27th in the Indianapolis Early Music Festival's new venue. It's the Basile Opera Center at 4011 North Pennsylvania Street. Words on Music at 7, the concert at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.